Foothills MP John Barlow spoke about federal spending fueling inflation in the country during a 30-minute speech to the Okotoks Chamber of Commerce July 11. He began by taking aim at the federal budget and said the deficit, and additional spending, were fueling inflation and interest rate hikes. Higher interest rates certainly impact any mortgages you may have on your homes, or any debts that you may have with your business, certainly in your supply chain, Barlow said. He said the carbon tax and incoming clean fuel standard more negatively impact rural communities than those in urban areas. Rural Canadians have limited options when it comes to alternative forms of transportation, he said. That's why you've seen us, as the Conservative Party in Ottawa, have a very strong position on scrapping the carbon tax. My riding is 27,000 square kilometers, and I do not have public transit. Escalating costs are leaving many Canadians to make difficult financial choices, he said. Our argument with the current government is there are very real consequences to the policies that you're putting in place. Barlow then switched gears and spoke about the opioid crisis, safe communities, and what he called a significant increase in violent crime. The most violent criminals, rather than being incarcerated behind bars, are getting bail, not jail. And that is something that we feel very strongly that needs to change. He connected increasing violent crime rates with the opioid crisis and spoke against safe supply. We want our resources to go into treatment and recovery, and not this perpetual path to addiction, as well as focusing on mental health issues. Barlow ended the speech by talking about trade. We have a great opportunity with our resources, he said. On the world stage, Canada needs to look at its agricultural output and energy resources as geopolitical tools, he said. Something the world wants, Canada can supply, but we have to start looking at them as key tools. He said the ongoing strike at the Port of Vancouver will have significant consequences if not solved soon. You're going to start seeing difficulty getting supplies and the things that you need for your businesses. We're asking the government to bring back Parliament this summer and have back-to-work legislation, or some sort of mechanism, to get the port open.